What's up, guys? Welcome back. It's the Laces Out Finkel Show. Today is January 7th, 2019. You guys know what I'm going to hit you with. I am Beer League unrestricted free agent, the future fourth liner, retired softball legend, middle school basketball, co-city champ, three-point machine, the waiver wire warrior himself. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Patreon at Laces Out Finkel. And I'm just going to start off by saying the crow is cooking. It's in the oven. And I may have to dine on crow here soon. The Dallas Cowboys pulled off the win on Saturday evening. And while I am not exactly surprised that they won, I'm enjoying just razzing everyone about the Tony Romo and Dak debate. I think I'm going to have like a whole, just an episode going over, is Tony Romo better than Dak Prescott? Is Dak Prescott better than Tony Romo? Who knows? That's not what I'm here to talk about today. I am here to say, first and foremost, congratulations to the Dallas Cowboys. I'm rooting for them to a certain extent. I will not root for Jason Garrett. I will not root for Jerry Jones. I will root for the guys like Logan Van Der Esch, Jalen Smith, Dak Prescott, Cole Beasley, Alan Hearns. Wish him a super speedy recovery. That was a absolutely disgusting injury. If you did not watch the game on Saturday evening, don't go back and look. If you're reposting the injury of Alan Hearns, you're a sick person. Especially if you're a quote-unquote Cowboys fan, which in my opinion is probably the most toxic fan base out there, and I'm just in the middle of it. Don't repost this. This guy just literally had his life altered in a matter of a split second, and you have the audacity to repost it on your Facebook and your Twitter and your Instagram. Come on, don't show people that Cowboys fans are exactly what they think they are. Idiots. So don't repost it. I watched it more than one time that evening, but then now I'm seeing people repost it, you know, 2 or 3 days later. It's disgusting. Don't be that guy or girl. Come on. You Cowboys fans are better than that. So, you know what? Whatever. Congrats to them. I tried to watch a little bit of the Chargers and Ravens game yesterday in what was absolutely the most boring playoff football game. The beginning of the playoffs so far have been a snooze fest. I mean, it has absolutely been just exactly what you would expect from football. I don't know if you guys have heard, but in a lot of sports, especially football and it seems like basketball, all you have to do is watch the last 5 minutes half the time. And that you'll see basically the outcome of the game. Yeah, you could say that about hockey. Baseball's a little bit different, just because if it's a blowout or for whatever reason, it's just not an exciting game. And usually the last 5 minutes don't necessarily decide it. But anywho, congrats to the Cowboys for winning their game, and we'll see what happens next week. They take on the Rams in LA. Saturday night again, which is weird. I personally will not be able to watch the game. I will be at the Stars game. Surprise, surprise, surprise. But we'll see what happens. LA's been off for 2 weeks now. They have an extremely potent offense. Their defense is frightening. We'll just see how the Cowboys defense can handle it and if Dak can go and show up in LA and further solidify the fact that he is the future of the Dallas Cowboys franchise and better than Tony Romo ever is or was or will be. That's all I have to say about that. If you guys want to sit in on the show with me and we can do a little back and forth, by all means, reach out. Come on out to my apartment / we'll call it my studio. It's just my apartment. You can probably hear the downstairs neighbor bumping his crappy rap music. Anywho, come on. I'm welcoming. I'm calling you to come over and discuss with me what you think about someone that won 2 playoff games in his entire career, but Dak has a better team around him. So, I forgot to mention this in the first episode of the year, that I did not take advantage of a fantastic dad joke. I really should have ordered pizza or Uber Eats at 11:55 on December 31st, and then whenever the delivery boy or lady got there, hit him with the old, "Man, it took you a year to get here." Yeah, so yeah, that was poor. That was poor on my part. That's fine. So that's enough, okay? That's enough of the booing. So I want to give a big shout out to my my cousin's husband. So he's my cousin-in-law. He's my cousin. He's my family. Whatever. Big shout out to Brian for showing me this song called "Out for Rip." It is absolutely hilarious. It is by a band, man, what is the name of that band? They are called Shark Tank, which my brother is obsessed with. But they are called, I'm sorry. They're called the Fun Youngs. The Fun Youngs. And it's on their album called Shark Tank, and it's called "Out for a Rip." And for copyright reasons, because I'm going to make it so big one day that I will not risk getting sued by the Fun Youngs, I will not play it. But if you have Spotify, if you have iTunes, check it out, called "Out for a Rip." It is about being from Canada, and it's absolutely hilarious. I think you guys will love it. But today, for this show, I am going to go over a couple of superstitions that athletes have. Just a couple that I read through that I thought were pretty interesting and or disgusting, some of which you may already know of, some of which you may not know of, and maybe don't want to know of. So, obviously, I'm going to save the shockers for the end of this episode, so I got to keep you reeled in, you know? Tug on the bait a little bit. Keep you around. So, I personally had a couple of superstitions when I played sports. I still probably have some superstitions that I don't even realize that I'm doing in my own head. So, a couple of mine, and I think a lot of us growing up here in the Texas area probably had similar superstitions, because most of us played softball or baseball. Sleep with your mitt. I slept with my mitt under my pillow, you know. You gotta keep it comfy. If you treat your stuff right, it treats you right back. So, I would sleep with my mitt in my bed. I would sleep with my bat under my bed, which I know there's some pro athletes that did that too. Doing some research, I noticed a couple of baseball players that would sleep with the bats in the bed. And then a little cuddle sesh with your hit stick. You perverts. One of the first ones that jumped out to me was Serena Williams, the old tennis champion, arguably one of the best athletes and most dominant athletes in their sport in the world. She doesn't change her socks for the entire tournament. I mean, obviously she takes them off and she showers, but when it's time to play the next match, she leaves the socks, or she keeps the same socks on, or puts them back on. It's quite disgusting, if you ask me. But yeah, really, God, man, and I'm sorry. I work out every day, not a big deal, but I wash my stuff on a regular basis, but that is absolutely disgusting. So Serena Williams does not wash her socks for the entire tournament in which she plays in. So, you're welcome. Patrick Waugh is and will be one of the greatest goalies of all time in the NHL. He's got a really cool, kind of interesting superstition that he does every single game. So Patrick Waugh, if you guys don't know, is arguably one of the greatest goalies of all time. Go look up some of his stats. Go look up some of his highlights, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. The dude plays, and he will go down in history, like I've said, twice already in the last 30 seconds, one of the greatest goalies of all time. So, one of the things that he would do before every single game would skate backwards from center ice, and then right at the last second, he would turn and face the goal. And so the reason that he did that was to, in his mind, give himself a different perspective to see or to shrink the goal itself. So he would skate backwards, and at the very last second, give a little quick turn, and he would look at the goal and see it from a different perspective than he would from the center ice. So it would show him how small the goal was. So it's crazy. I mean, and he would also, not only would he do that, and this is something that I did in baseball, and you can kind of translate it over probably to soccer too, and hockey. He would skate and never step on the lines. He would always skate over the lines. That's something I did with baseball. I'd always step over the line when I would walk onto the field. I still do it, or did it, when I played softball. Retired softball legend, by the way. So it's something I think translates to soccer, too. When you walk onto the pitch, you just jump over the line and ha-ha, you go. So that was one of the things he did. He also never swept the snow into his own net. Now, snow, for those of you that don't know, is basically when a skater stomps on the ice and he creates the ice dust. So that's what they call snow. And obviously, over time, it piles up on the ice, and they have to. That's why you have the ice girls for the stars. You have up in the, you know, which I don't know. A lot of teams don't use girls to do that. A lot of teams just have people. Guys and girls. So anyway, they shovel the snow off the ice because it makes it a smoother surface for the skaters. But he would never use his stick to shovel ice into the his own net because he would not allow anything in his net. Pretty smart if you think about it. He also would talk to the pipes. That one's a little weird. But I get it, again, because as you may know, with Tyler Seguin, who has woken up these past couple of games, he was hitting a lot of posts. And the posts sometimes are the goalie's best friend. But they are not the place kicker's best friend, as the Chicago Bears saw last night. But he would talk to the pipes on the other end of the ice while everyone was down, you know, playing on the other end, the opposing end. So pretty psychological to a certain degree. Let's change it up. Let's get into a little baseball. Ah! Wade Boggs. If you don't know who Wade Boggs is, you didn't grow up watching baseball. And that's fine. I'm not going to judge you a lot. But I'm going to judge you a little bit. So. Judged. So, Wade Boggs would eat a whole chicken before games. And he started doing that because he was eating a lot of, you know, red meats, and he said he would eat a lot of, like, chicken fried, or not chicken fried steaks, but, like, you know, Salisbury steaks and gravy, and, you know, back in the day, you'd eat, you know, meat and potatoes, that's what you ate, but it's super, super heavy. So he said that he started eating chicken when he had come out of the minors. One, because it was cheaper, and he could feed his whole family doing that. And then he found out as soon as he started eating chicken on a regular basis that his batting average had already started to go up, and that he felt lighter. He felt like he was moving quicker. And now you see all these people, these health nuts that are out there. I'm actually about to cook some chicken after this. Believe you me. And I think it's lighter. It's a lighter protein. You can move a little bit faster, a little bit quicker. Quick feet. And so Wade Boggs started eating chicken before every single game. And this is something I encourage you to do some research on your own, because I can't do everything for you people. But look in to see what these meals consisted of, because there are a lot of insane meals that athletes eat before the game. I know I was doing some brief research, and I saw the Golden State Warriors would eat peanut butter and jelly. It's peanut butter jelly time before their games. And then they, well, not to mention that they also have a snake on their team. Kevin Durant looking at you. But I digress. I got carried away. I don't like Golden State. They're a bandwagon team. Just like the Seahawks were a bandwagon team. And the Cowboys did work on them. The 12th man. Give me a break. You took that from Texas A&M and now you're paying royalties on it. Stop. You took something from a college team. How dare you? You Rain City beep pigeons. Moving on. Bruce Gardner. So Bruce Gardner is interesting because obviously I am really into hockey. I really enjoy the sport. Bruce Gardner was not any stud. I mean, you look him up in the history books, the only thing that he was really famous for was scoring the first goal in the history of the Columbus Blue Jackets when they were made an extension team. And But the reason I wanted to bring him up is because he would go on a cold streak, and someone said, you know what you should do? You should give your stick a swirly to show him who's boss. So I don't know why I went to a little bit of a Christopher Walken. You should dunk your hockey stick in the toilet and show him who's boss. That'll do the trick. So he would actually take his hockey stick, tape it, and then put it in the toilet and flush when he would go on cold streaks, because that would apparently, I don't know, break his cold streak. And he was quoted as saying, you tape it, you dunk it, you don't touch it, you do anything for a couple of goals. Because I just assume that's how he spoke. One of my all-time favorite guys, Jason Terry. I'm sure we're in Dallas, the greatest city in the world. And if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan and you remember the 2011 Dallas Mavericks championship run, not a big deal, then you remember Jason Terry was a pivotal part of the team. And he's still a part of the franchise. He's actually, I believe, on the pregame show or postgame show now. And I really, really respect and enjoy this particular superstition. And it's not a very well-kept secret, especially if you're in the Dallas area. So Jason Terry would actually take the opposing team's uniforms shorts, and that's what he would sleep in the night before he played that team. So, I mean, he's playing the Hawks night before, night bedtime. He'd slip on the Atlanta Hawks shorts and call it a night. Good night, Jim Kite. And that's what he would sleep in. That was his superstition. That's what got him in the right mindset. Ironically enough, one of the biggest arguably biggest athletes of all time, Michael Jordan, would do a similar style thing. He wore his North Carolina shorts under his Bulls uniform for every single game of his career. Yes, I know he played for the Wizards. I don't really count that. Who does? I don't even think he counts that. Anywho, and if you saw Space Jam, you remember the reference because I can't do a Bugs. I was going to try and do a Bugs Bunny impression. And that just failed. That was awful. I'm sorry. I have to give myself the wah-wah on that one. But you remember Space Jam. Ironically enough, side note, side story over here on the right. Tony Hawk just released a little statement saying that there was supposed to be a Skate Jam movie, but they scrapped the entire idea. Sad day. Another wah-wah for you. That sucks. I would have loved to have seen that because I wasn't already an impressionable kid at the time or anything like that playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. I wore the shoes. I never skated a skateboard in my life. But Michael Jordan wore his North Carolina shorts under his uniform for every single game, including the game where he beat the Monstars. So, there's that. And then lastly, I want to leave you guys with something a little bit disgusting today. Lyoto, actually, you know what? That's a teaser. I'm going to hit you with something before that. So, pee-pee. Thanks for coming out, everybody. No, I was doing my research for the show, and one of the weirder things, actually, this is probably, this and this other guy go hand in hand. I'll hit you with this guy first. His name is Turk Wendell. Turk Wendell is a full-blown maniac, when it came to superstitions, at least. He would leap over baselines when he would walk to the mound. Not like step over, leap over baselines. He would chew black licorice because that's what you do when you're pitching. He would brush his teeth between innings because he really enjoyed that minty fresh. And then he would also wear a necklace with teeth of animals that he had hunted and killed. Go look him up. Turk Wendell. W-E-N-D-E-L-L, Turk Wendell, and you'll see pictures of him with a necklace of the teeth of the animals that he killed. Not a big deal, no big deal. So, and then in 2000, when he was offered a contract by the Mets, he asked not for a $10 million contract, but for a $9 million $999,999.99 in honor of his number on the uniform, which, if you've guessed it, it's 99. Freaking insane. So, with the last superstition I want to go over today, because I know you guys are busy. I know you guys don't want me around your earlobes for too long. I'm going to keep it a little bit shorter today. I'm going to try to hit you guys with another episode on Wednesday. But, finally, pee-pee. Moises Alou was a prolific baseball player, as well as Jorge Posada and Kerry Woods. Three names that, if you're a baseball fan or if you're a sports fan, you'll instantly recognize. Something special about these gentlemen that brought them together was their pee-pee. And why do I keep saying pee-pee? Because Moises Alou, Jorge Posada, and Kerry Woods were noted and admittedly said from time to time that they would urinate on their hands. And the reason they did this, because apparently there are medical, it's more superstitious than anything, let's be real, but apparently they felt that if they peed on their hands, it would make their hands tougher. Jorge Posada being a catcher, Kerry Woods being a pitcher, they would make their hands tougher so their jobs would be a little bit easier, or their hands would survive a little bit longer. They would just drop trowel and pee-pee on their hands. So that's the extent that people are willing to go to get a step up on the competition. And lastly, I said the name Lyoto. Lyoto Machida. It's a little bit of a different sport that I don't really talk about, but the UFC. Lyoto Machida is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu-based fighter out of Brazil. And he was a prolific fighter. He did many, many things. He was a winner. He was a champion for some time. Unbeatable at times. He's a tough guy. You know, this one, Machida. But after his career kind of winded down. Actually, I think this was more expressed in the Brazilian market than it was in the U.S. market for obvious reasons, which you'll find out here in a moment. Lyoto Machida later came out and said that he drinks his own pee-pee every day. One more. Lyoto Machida said that he would drink his own urine and still does to this day because his father did it and because there apparently, whatever research he did, were health benefits to the urine, some of which would help restore muscle fatigue, obviously boost your immune system, obviously, if you guys haven't drank your own pee before, duh. I don't know. That one's disgusting. That's probably the most disgusting superstition I saw today. Very Bear Grylls like. Very, you know, instead of saying crevice, he says crevasse. And then I go, I have to drink my own urine to survive. Anyway, you know, there it is. There's a couple of superstitions that I thought were really interesting that I wanted to share with you guys today. You know, just a little bit shorter of an episode. I'm trying to keep them around 25 to 35 minutes. Not a big deal. Trying to keep it in that little time range. But as always, I love you guys. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you guys following me on Snapchat. What? I've never said that. I'm throwing the pin down. I've never said follow me on Snapchat. But if you wanna, it's there. At Laces Out Finkel. Surprise, the surprise, the surprise. But I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Instagram. Join the Facebook group. I'm on Patreon. I'm on all those, you know, I'm on all that stuff. And I'm feeling a little bit crazy right now. So, you know what? I'm just going to play myself out with the Fun Youngs on their album Shark Tank out for a rip. And, you know, when I make it big one day and I've made all the money, then if they want to come after me, so be it. I'll just be out for a rip. See you guys next time.
I'm from the great white north, right? Like up above the states, the big landmass that the rest of the world hates. Fuck yeah. We're like above that. Fucking north, I guess. The big patch of trees where everybody's bored to death. We're just chilling up here, sipping syrup, playing hockey. Before we learn to walk, we can cross-check properly. Just rocking plaid jackets. Chainsaws, we operate them right. Fucking A, right? We do, bud.